drink a bottle. Good.
Swing and a drive to deep right. Away back. Goal.
Listening to The Unlucky Irishman on the Row Sports Talk Network, produced by Ashley Maciag and Boomer Dangle. Now, here's your host, James Preacher Rowe.
And welcome to the sixth episode of The Unlucky Irishman. I'm your host, James Preacher Rowe. We've got a lot to talk about here. First, I'm going to start off with the first weekend of the Major League Rugby inaugural season. That's just hard to believe that it's already here, and it's already off to a really good start. It's a lot better than the type of competition we saw in terms of sheer talent and in terms of how close the games were played than pro rugby a few years ago. So this actually may be a really good start for having a professional league for rugby in America. So it was a lot of great things. The Glendale Raptors, they won their first game. They were the consensus pick of being the best team in the league, and they won convincingly over Austin Elite. There was a lot of things that were going great. Glendale plays at a rugby-specific stadium. So they were able to do a lot of things for the fans, little events outside, little drinking stuff, since, you know, it's a drinking culture within rugby. So that's another really cool thing. But one thing I found interesting when watching it, there's no TMOs. A lot of players were asking about it, and the refs were just like, we don't have it. That's something that we should keep an eye on. And the one thing that was really weird was there's water breaks. And I'm going to put quotation marks around that because I don't really understand it. I think it's because that CBS or ESPN wanted to have commercials thrown in there, and I think that's a bad idea. But I understand later in the year, because it's during the summer, that, you know, in places like Houston or Austin where it gets really hot, I agree with having water breaks there. But I was watching a Glendale-Austin game, and there was snow on the ground. I didn't think there was any reason to have any water breaks. But lots of kinks to work out there, and we will see what happens. Moving along to the NHL playoffs. Two interesting things. Anaheim was swept by San Jose. So that was a really, really interesting. I thought Anaheim was going to win. I honestly thought it. The Vegas Golden Knights, they swept the Los Angeles Kings. And that was just remarkable, because this is the first time any team in its inaugural season to sweep a season or a series, and also the first time an inaugural season for a franchise, it's the first time that they even advanced. So a lot of firsts there, and it's just a very historic moment. Other teams to advance were the Winnipeg Jets, the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Washington Capitals, and the Nashville Predators. And we are still waiting on the winner between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Boston Bruins. What will be interesting, the next round will be between Pittsburgh and Washington, because those are two big rivals, and this is the third straight year they've met. So it'll be another Alex Ovechkin versus Sidney Crosby matchup. Moving along to soccer. Now, there really wasn't too much to talk about, except one big name, Arsene Wenger. He is out as manager of Arsenal. So Wenger has been with the team for 22 seasons, and he's been very, very successful. But that's 22 years. That's a long time. He's definitely a worthy contender if there was ever a Hall of Fame. He's done so much for that club. To sound how crazy it was, I was in elementary school when this guy started coaching Arsenal. It's just a little like, oh man, that makes me feel old, probably makes him feel old. But nevertheless, he is out, so Arsenal will be going out and they'll be looking for a new manager. I haven't heard anything about who they're considering, and I haven't done my research of who they should consider. But that's a big, big news. And it'll be interesting who they find. Maybe they'll go through the same situation as Real Madrid when they went with Zinedine Zidane. He was a diamond in the rough, wasn't he? NBA playoffs are going on. Interesting enough, I don't really have much to say about it, except for the Washington Wizards, who are an 8 seed, are tied their series against Toronto, who's a 1 seed. And usually, obviously, 8 seeds versus the 1 seed, nothing happens. I mean, some teams will lose. It's happened before with Golden State beating Dallas back last decade. But this is even more incredible, because honestly, the Wizards are talented enough to become a really good, they were legitimately a good 2 or 3 seed if they had played up to their potential, but they didn't. They struggled down the stretch, and so they're an 8 seed, but look at them. They could upset. Or I'm going to put quotation marks around that, because I don't fully believe that they were really an 8 seed at worst. Now, my final subject that I'm going to talk about is Major League Baseball. The Red Sox are off to an historic start at 17-5. At one point, they only had 2 losses. They're like 16-2. So they've had their losing stretch. It's a small sample size, but at the same point, they're off to a historic start. They've got the best record in baseball. Not too far behind them is the defending champions in Houston, who are 17-9. But still, Red Sox being off to this fast of a start, it's incredible. Do I think that will continue this? Absolutely not. Every team goes through their ups and downs. But who knows? Maybe this is the best Red Sox team we've seen since that 2013 season. And honestly, I think that 2013 team wasn't the best team in the league who won the World Series that year. So that's just opinion. But honestly, I think the best Red Sox team I had seen in the last decade was probably the 2007 Red Sox. That was a really good team. And in the last part of this is the Cincinnati Reds have fired manager Brian Price. And they've decided to have Jim Riggleman as the interim manager. I got a chance to work with Brian a couple years ago, and I'm honestly a little upset because I felt like that the Reds really didn't give him a chance to work with a team that was talented enough. Though, but the thing is, I understand the Reds where they're coming from. I think they thought, you know what, they just need some change, and sometimes change is good. I just think it was unfair to say that Brian Price is a scapegoat. I have a lot of friends who think that it's ridiculous to call him a scapegoat. I thought he was a decent manager. I don't think he was an outstanding manager, but I think he was a decent one. But something had to happen, and unfortunately, he got the axe. But they're going to go on a job search for who their next manager is. It could still be Riggleman, but giving an interim tag to him doesn't really show too much confidence, but I believe Riggleman's a decent candidate. Others have been talked about, like Joe Girardi, Hensley Mullins. I've heard Robin Ventura, though I don't think that's an attractive name for the Reds. And then another one that I've heard is Barry Larkin. That would be interesting because he's a fan favorite, and he does have a good mind. The times I've talked to him, he really knows his baseball, and I can see him becoming a manager somewhere. For the Reds, that'd be kind of cool. But if you're trying to make him the manager, I wouldn't do it now because of the situation the team is in, which the team is off to their worst start in franchise history. So I don't think they're going to give it to someone who is a new manager. But another name that's been thrown around is John Farrell, who was hired by the club during the off season to be in their baseball ops department. So look for him to be considered, and we'll see what happens with that. And then finally, we're going to end this with the stat of the day provided by ESPN Stats and Info. Alex Ovechkin is the 7th number one overall pick to score 50 career playoff goals, joining Mario Lemieux, Sidney Crosby, Mike Modano, Guy Lafleur, Denis Potvin, and Patrick Kane. The previous six players that I listed have all won a Stanley Cup. And we all know the struggles of the Capitals in the playoffs. Maybe this could be the year they could finally break that. Well, that will do it here. Hopefully, I will be producing a little bit more frequently. Just, you know, a little bit behind after that Chicago trip. But for now, thanks for listening, and hopefully you'll be listening in to the 7th episode.